This is Economy Watch, what you need to know about New Zealand's economic life today. Brought to you by interest.co.nz.
Kia ora and welcome to Tuesday's Economy Watch, where we follow the economic events and trends that affect New Zealand. I'm David Chaston and this is the international edition from interest.co.nz. Today we leave with news 2020 is shaping up to be a very weak year for world trade. Firstly, however, we should note that today is a public holiday in the US, with the New York Stock Exchange closed and very limited trading in commodities markets there. But overnight, European markets rose about 0.3% across all of them, and yesterday Shanghai was up a very strong 2.3%, followed by Hong Kong, which was up 0.5%. Tokyo, however, fell, down 0.7% on weaker than expected GDP data. In China, foreign direct investment in the final quarter of 2019 was 4% higher than the same period a year earlier. This was a somewhat better result than many were expecting, and it is unlikely to be repeated in the first quarter of 2020. The flow of investment into China has been pretty steady since the end of 2017, despite the Americans and their tariff war. Overnight, the Chinese Central Bank let its official interest rate ease by 10 basis points to 3.15% with a relatively small liquidity injection. Liquidity in the Chinese financial system doesn't seem to be an issue at present. But that may not last. China's overall leverage ratio, which measures outstanding debt in the real economy against nominal GDP, increased to 245% at the end of 2019, up from 243% in 2018. Very high leverage carries with it very high risks during financial stress. And a new survey shows that almost 70% of companies in China can survive a cash flow crunch of 3 months or more, and about 45% can sustain it for more than half a year. But by the same token, that means that 30% can't survive a 90-day economic crisis. Today's updates for the COVID-19 virus sees the tally of official infections up to over 71,900, with 1,775 deaths. A week ago, those levels were 40,500 and 910 deaths, respectively. China's economic growth will obviously take a heavy hit in 2020, and current estimates are that it could fall to just 4.5%. Those estimates may prove optimistic, however. And here's a message from our friends at Hatch. Investing has changed a lot over the past few years, and for the better. Now, anyone with a smartphone or a computer can get started in minutes. Hatch is now helping new investors get up and running with the Hatch Getting Started course. In only 10 minutes a day for 10 days, you'll be guided through everything you need to know about getting started, from setting up an account to buying your first shares. No jargon, no boring finance stuff, no pressure, and no strings attached. And best of all, it's free. Visit hatch.as/course to start today. And Japan's economy suffered its biggest contraction in 5 years in the final quarter of 2019, slowed by a combination of their sales tax hike and a destructive typhoon. Japanese GDP ended 2019 0.4% lower than the same quarter in 2018, but for all of 2019 they ended up 0.7% above 2018. The annualized rate of fall for the fourth quarter was, however, a startling 6.3% from the third quarter. You may recall this was also the time of the Rugby World Cup, an event that had almost zero impact on their economy. Perhaps the Olympics in July and August later this year will be more influential. And Japan's December industrial production surprised the other way, rising at an annual rate of 1.2% from November and clawing back some of the 3% year-on-year decline. Of course, this progress will be undone in February. In Singapore, they reported that their economy grew less than 1% in 2019, and they see that slowing further in 2020. So it's hardly surprising that given all this news, the World Trade Organization sees 2020 as a poor one for world trade. And here's another message, this time to let you know that we're working with the folks at calculate.co.nz to bring you an expanded range of uniquely helpful high-quality calculators. Visit interest.co.nz/calculators regularly, as we're adding new ones often. And in Australia, new official research finds that lower interest rates increases housing wealth inequality, while higher rates do the opposite. And they find that investor activity accentuates the inequality effect of low rates. The US Treasury 10-year yield is now just on 1.59%. And gold is down $3 to $1,581 an ounce in very limited trading in New York today. And US oil prices are just over $52 a barrel. The Brent benchmark is lower, however, at just on $57.50 a barrel. And the Kiwi dollar will start today unchanged at just over 64.4 US cents. On the cross rates, we've held at 95.9 Australian cents, and against the euro, we're also unchanged at 59.4 euro cents. That means that our trade weight index is now at 70.3. And Bitcoin has stayed down at $9,718 after the sharp fall yesterday. You can find links to the articles mentioned today in our show notes, get more news affecting the economy in New Zealand from interest.co.nz, and subscribe to receive this podcast in your favourite podcast app. We're on Apple Podcasts, we're on Google Podcasts, we're on Spotify, or subscribe on our website. Tell your friends and leave us a review. We welcome feedback. I'm David Chasten, and we'll do this again tomorrow.